Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I'm going to show you how your wig can become your purse. Okay, first things first. You cannot leave your home without your ID. Okay, you just can't do it. Bam, we got an ID. Okay, now I'm a black girl. I don't leave my house without Vaseline, child. I don't know about y'all, but I always got my Vaseline with me. Okay? Y'all hear something? Oh, that's my phone. Okay. Ooh, yeah. What's your name, baby girl?
My name is Janae.
Janae, where are you calling from, Janae?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. How old are you?
34.
What you do for a living?
I'm a therapist.
Therapist? What kind?
Family, individual, therapist. So, depends. Families, teenagers, adolescents, just okay. Psychotherapy.
Psychotherapy. And mm-hmm. What's your zodiac sign?
Aquarius.
Aquarius. And do you have any kids?
I do not.
No kids. Okay. Have you ever been married?
I have not.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
Got a little upset at the way I was being treated by men and the way all my friends were being treated by men.
Once a woman gets in the streets, you can never get the streets back out of her again. Unless she just ends up too fat and fucked up, or her self-esteem will have to take a really big, deep blow for her to come back to being any bit decent for a man.
What kind of man are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone who has emotional intelligence, someone who is a provider and a protector, preferably no children, preferably. But I do understand in this age bracket, it could happen.
After 30, you're not getting a provider. Flat the fuck out. So just forget it.
So no little children, I guess?
No little children.
Who is a solution-focused male, someone who's a problem solver, who's not causing problems but solving the problems.
Okay. What's the deal breakers?
Cheating, lying, financial issues, abusive, someone who's like doesn't know how to communicate effectively. So.
Okay. No abusive men don't know how to communicate effectively. Okay. What about, should he look a certain way?
I do have a type, Kendra, but it hasn't been working for me.
Men are inside of women's down their guys are literally into a girl's.
We'll return after these messages.
So at this point, I'm open to just, I would prefer someone who's taller than me, at least. I'm 5'4".
Oh, that's but, easy.
But I like, I won't, should I?
Sure.
Like six, you know, no offense to people who are like 5'10", but like, I mean, who doesn't like a tall guy?
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right.
But it's not everything. That's not like number one.
Okay. Yeah, very pretty skin. When you leaned in, I was able to see your face more.
Oh, thank you.
Would you date a guy that's 5'10", or he has to be 6 feet and above?
No, 5'10" is fine.
Lying.
Why even say anything about, but who wouldn't want a 6 feet man? So a guy coming in already know he's not your preference. Why even mention it? She's like, should I say it? Oh, yeah, of course Kendra gonna tell you to say it. It's good content for a show. But no, you shouldn't say it. Like, oh my goodness, man.
Fair enough. Should he make a certain amount of money?
Preferably just more than me. I would say, I just am at a point in my life where I want someone who can match me and just we can build together. So I'm not looking for anyone to take care of me. I have everything. I take care of myself. No one else takes care of me. So just be independent and just be able to, you know, show up as a leader and just provide.
Or here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
A leader? Okay, you say provide a couple times. So what's provider mean to you? These ladies ain't playing no games in 2025. Provide, niggas!
Yes, basically. I guess what I mean by provide is I do everything by myself. Like, I'm single. So no side, nobody's handing me nothing. So it's like, come on, like, if you're going to come into my life, you have to add. I don't want you to subtract from my life, you know? That's the least I'm asking. When I say provide, I don't want someone who's selfish, who's, like, pocket watching, trying to make sure they're, like, you know, protecting their own credibility and their own ego. Like, they don't want to do too much. Like, if you're going to if you're going to date with intention.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
You know, if you don't feel like I'm the person, then don't do it. But don't not do it because you have an image that you want to uphold.
I'm a boss. I'm not with that. It's never nothing no more. Like, I look like a boss. I feel like a boss. I taste like a boss. Nigga, Max Bigavale. Fuck out of here, man.
Every woman want a provider. I don't know why these women come on and say, well, I do X, Y, and Z for myself. Yeah, we know you do it for yourself now. And we all know that you want some man to come in and do it for you when you get a man. No woman wants to get a man in her life and not get financial relief from it. I said it before. Women associate masculinity with finances. I got a man. I shouldn't still be paying all my bills. Manhood equals getting bills paid for. They associate manhood with me getting resources as a woman. If I ain't getting resources from a man, why the fuck am I with him? That's how a lot of these women look at it. You're not human. You're a fucking tool, a wallet, and a bulletproof vest. They don't see you as a human being. What Chris Rock said, he said some woman told him, a broke man like a broke hand. I can't do nothing with it. He's like, damn, that's cold.
So not do it because you have an image that you want to uphold.
Yeah, like feel like a simp or something. I don't know.
Don't be like a simp or something. Okay, I got
no, like some guys don't want to seem like a simp if they're a provider or if they're a protector, if they're a certain role of a certain statute. Like, they don't want to seem like someone has the best of them.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Hi, what's your name, boo? Baby, you got to say the camera for me. Bring the phone down a little bit. Okay. What's your name, sweetheart?
Rashida.
I got to see your face. You keep going down. So you got to be confident for me, okay? Okay, I can read the energy. So, Rashida, where you calling me from?
From Michigan.
Okay, Rashida, honey, you got to bring the camera down so we can see. How old are you, Rashida?
It's bad.
I'm 42.
Okay, Rashida, so you grown. You grown like me.
Let me just sit up. I'm in the bed.
Yeah, you grown like me. I'm not going to treat you like a child.
We're going to let it slide.
What?
Kendra is getting fed up, and I don't blame her. I can't imagine babysitting these grown-ass adults every night. I mean, she's getting paid a pretty penny to do it. But, I mean, how much is your mental health really worth? I mean, I'd do it for millions. I've put up with worse for 15 grand a year.
You 42, sit up, have the camera in your face properly.
Okay.
You got to, Rashida, honey, bring the camera. Okay, there we go. Where you calling me from, love?
Michigan, Kalamazoo.
Michigan, how old are you?
42.
Are you coming out? 42. What you do for a living, boo?
Factory worker.
Factory worker, you have any kids?
I have three boys.
How old are your three boys?
18, 16, and 9.
18, 16, and 9. All by the same man?
No.
God. If you listen, help! I can't take it no more.
How many men?
Three.
Yeah, she's not proud of her life. She's definitely not proud of her life. She keep looking to the side when she answers these questions. I mean, what is the point of the baby hair? Is it to hide the fact that the hairline is messed up? Is that the point of it? I need answers. Please, I hope somebody know in the chat.
I don't need sleep. I need answers.
This lazy demeanor, this I don't really care about anything demeanor, it plays a part in why our skin folk is the least respected on the planet. Now, this isn't all of us, but this is what gets put out on the internet, on World Star, on 6 o'clock news. These are the type of skin folk that represent all of us, unfortunately. Even though it's not a representation of all of us, this is our image. These are the people in control of the black image around the world.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Have you ever been married?
No.
No. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Just someone that's loyal and honest. Basically, that's really it.
What are your deal breakers?
I don't like an outside in the street type of man. I like a family man. So if he like to run the streets and be outside, that's a deal breaker for me.
When they washed up, now they want the complete opposite of who they gave their best years to and who they gave children to. Who they gave the highest honor to three times was niggas who run the streets, niggas who like to club all the time, niggas who like to drink and smoke all the time. And now a stand-up dude who been a stand-up dude his whole life, worked hard, made something of himself. This is his prize now.
The answer is hell no.
It's just such a slap in the face that they think the good guy, the good stand-up family man, should take this deal now and clean up her pathetic fucking life. It's so disrespectful. Yeah, you struck out, man. 3 for 3. 3 men. 3 kids. I'm assuming you would say all 3 wasn't shit. So it's time to just be by yourself. Just keep getting dick down. And just focus on a career. You work at the factory now. I ain't knocking that. But you don't need to focus on a man. Focus on going back to school or something and stepping your career up. Get some hobbies. Take that stupid nose ring out. You're 42 years old. If you want to be taken serious in this world, you got to look the part.
You said he likes to run the streets?
Yeah, like, you know, party, go out all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Should he look a certain way?
He can be tall and dark, yeah.
Is that the requirement?
I mean, you said I don't want him to look. I mean, I like tall, dark men, yeah.
You want a tall man. Okay, she wants a tall guy. I'm trying to see if my heater. Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
No, he don't have to.
Okay. All right, now you gotta stand up, honey. We gotta see. You got this is the Kendra cam.
Ooh, wee, Kendra. I ain't even got. I got on the gown. I have to put some clothes on.
Well, go put some clothes on, Rashida. You 42 years old. I'm quite sure you watched my show before.
I know. I watch you all the time, but I.
So that means you know the Kendra cam coming out, Rashida. Now.
Oh my.
That is some dumbass shit, though. I watch your show all the time, faithfully. I called in just laying in the bed. Like, it's no effort. Like, men can see that, like, you put no effort and thought into this, into coming on this show, and it's a huge turnoff. Because it's showing how much effort you're going to put into the relationship. Like, even ain't shit men deserve better than this. Like, ain't shit men could get better than this. Oh, my goodness, man. I watch your show all the time. I watch you fucking ask for the Kendra cam 7 times a night, every night. But then when I get on, I'm going to act like the Kendra cam. Like, what? Kendra cam? Oh, man, I'm laying in the bed with a gown on. Why the fuck did you call in laying in the bed with a gown on?
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how? Like, talk to me, bro.
That's like coming to a job interview with a do-rag, you know, smoking a Newport. With your pants sagging, just be like, well, I didn't think y'all was going to hire me anyway, so I just showed up any type of way. That's fucking stupid. Why did you even show up then? If you ain't show up to get the job, don't even show up to the interview. The fuck? Hey, funny story. I actually saw a nigga come into a job interview with a do-rag. And I looked at my black friend, looked at me, I looked at him. And we just both shook our head like, really, nigga? A do-rag to a job interview, bro? Oh my goodness, man.
My God.
Get him, Kendra.
Y'all be acting like, first of all, you call me, you know the show, and I be going through so much drama with grown ass people. Y'all grown.
Get him, Kendra.
It ain't drama. Hold on now.
You're not ready. How about that one? You're not ready.
Yeah, I'm just not ready.
I mean, I guess it's not drama. I don't know if I was. I mean, well, it is drama. Like, in your face. Be ready. Sit up. Why are you laid up halfway in the bed? It's drama. It's accurately described as drama. Oh, have you ever? I never seen a chick show up to an interview in a bonnet. But I mean, I imagine it's happened for sure. A damn, a bonnet.
No. Hold on 1 second. Don't hang up.
Get him, Kendra.
Get him. Hang up.
All right.
Pretty good. She, like, I ain't she got gave nothing it. To do. Yeah. She let her know, and she...
I know you did, Kendra. I know.
I mean, how ghetto is that? Very.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.